This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best new Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your host, Josh Norick. Today on the Latin Alternative, we've got new music from La Vida Bohème, Banda de Turistas, Monaretta, and Cuarto Poder, as well as a special interview and spotlight on Mexican rock legends Jaguares. We were lucky to catch up with the band when they kicked off their recent U.S. tour in San Francisco. But first, kicking things off with a groovy psychedelic party vibe is Mexico City's Matoralman with the song No Lo Sé.
Come on, it's Dubois' last night.
Yeah.
It's the Latin Alternative, an hour of Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Everybody wants to go to my party, that's right. Everybody wants to go to my party, uh-huh. Everybody wants to go to my party, that's right. Everybody wants to go to my party. Everybody wants to go to my party, that's right. Everybody wants to go to my party, uh-huh. Everybody wants to go to my party, that's right. Everybody wants to go to my party. Even Paris Hilton, I like her pretty face, it puts me in my place, Here's some lemon and some salt for your icy cool to base, I love to sit and watch her shake her baby maker. Don't be rude, pull out the mace, I like your face, I love your body. Everybody wants to go to my party. Everybody wants to go to my party, uh-huh. Everybody wants to go to my party, that's right. Everybody wants to go to my party, uh-huh. Everybody wants to go to my party. Even George Bush with his buddy Danny Bonaduce. I mean Danny Bonaducci, Flavor Flav and Gary Busey. Gary Coleman, beg me please. Kenny G got on his knees. Richard Simmons, Baby Spice. Ron Jeremy, Vanilla Ice. Ice, ice. Get drunk, get laid and drink Bacardi. Hey, is that Barry Manilow? I hope so, cause I'm a fan low. Mark Anthony, Jenny Flo, Nancy Carlos, Lopez Mario. They all get down, they all get naughty. Forget it, fuck, playing at my party. Everybody wants to come to my party, that's right. Everybody wants to come to my party, uh-huh. Everybody wants to come to my party, that's right. Everybody wants to come to my party. Even the police, not Thomas Copeland or Sting, the kind of cops that don't sing. Ring-a-ding, cell phones covered in bling-bling. Try to get in the VIP area, only for Madonna and Araya. I'll get down, they all get nutty. Shaking bacon at my party. Everybody wants to go to my party, that's right. Everybody wants to go to my party, uh-huh. Everybody wants to go to my party, that's right. Everybody wants to go to my party.
That was Monterrey, Mexico's Plastilina Mosh with My Party from their 2008 release All You Need Is Mosh. And now we're going to check out a very cool rock band from Venezuela. While Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez gets most of the headlines with his controversial political policies, Venezuela is actually also home to some incredible Latin alternative talent. One of the brightest lights is La Vida Boheme, a band that recalls the political punk spirit of The Clash and the dance rock style of contemporary acts like The Rapture and Chick Chick Chick. Let's check out La Vida Boheme and their latest single, Radio Capital.
Yeah. es nuestra fiesta.
¡Nuestra!
Este es nuestro vals, Radio Capital. Este es nuestro vals,
Radio Capital.
Nuestra fiesta, candado y cresta. Nuestra fiesta.
¡Nuestra!
Nuestra fiesta, candado y cresta. Nuestra fiesta.
¡Nuestra!
This is the Latin Alternative. Thank you. That was Mexico's Eli Guerra and her standout track Tengo Frio, or I'm Cold, from her 2001 release Loto Fire. I always loved that song. I thought it was a shame Eli Guerra didn't find a bigger crossover following in the United States. The song just has a great late-night, intimate vibe. This is The Latin Alternative.
It's The Latin Alternative Podcast, exit977.org.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick. Now we're going to check out a classic track from Mexican rock legends Jaguares, today's spotlight artist. Stick around, we've got an exclusive interview with Saul Hernandez and Alfonso Andre from Jaguares right after we check out their classic song, Como Tú.
Thank you.
Mexico's Jaguares are Latin rock legends and perhaps the biggest rock band ever to come out of their country. Originally known as Caifanes, the group is led by the shamanistic frontman Saúl Hernández. Over the course of nearly 25 years together, Jaguares' music has constantly evolved. We recently caught up with the band at the legendary Fillmore Theater in San Francisco, where they were kicking off a U.S. tour.
I'm here with Saúl and Alfonso André de Jaguares. Welcome, boys.
Hello, how are you, Josh? It's a pleasure chatting here with you and all your audience.
We are big fans of Jaguares and Caifanes and have played many songs, you know, in the past few weeks, playing a lot of La Martiniana from the new album Be Mexicano. But for those in the audience who may not be familiar with the history of the band, Jaguares started out as Caifanes in Mexico City, and have been together now for how many years?
Too many. No, when we started out with actually a band before Caifanes called Las Insólitas Imágenes de Aurora, and that was around 84? No.
Yeah, between 83 and 84.
And so, you know, I think something that some people would find interesting about the band is, first off, I think it's safe to say you were influenced by artists like King Crimson, and later had the privilege to actually have an album produced by Adrian Belew from King Crimson. So, I mean, what was that like? I mean, here you are growing up in Mexico. Did you ever think one day he would actually be producing your music?
No, never. Actually, we never thought we were going to meet him one day. I saw King Crimson in the Beat tour, that record in London. And I was shocked. I was like, this is something from other planet. And when we started to make El Silencio, I thought that maybe it was a good idea bring somebody that maybe doesn't have nothing to do with us and help us to develop a sound. We just call him, and he says, yes, why not? He flew to Mexico City. We talk, and he was actually very happy to make this record with us.
Let's check out the track Nubes from 1992, when the band was originally known as Caifanes before changing their name to Jaguares, again produced by Adrian Belew of King Crimson fame.
Vamos a dar una vuelta.
I'm sure a lot of our listeners are familiar with bands like The Smiths and would be very surprised to hear that, for example, in 2003, or was it 2002 on the Revolucion tour, Morrissey was opening for Jaguares. I mean, I would love to have you guys talk a little bit about that, because I think the stereotype of, you know, British rock is that only a certain type of audience listens to it. A lot of people would probably be surprised to know, first off, how popular The Smiths and Morrissey are in the Mexican community, but also like that he was opening for you guys. I mean, that's something that I think a lot of listeners would be shocked to hear. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I'd love to just get your take on that.
We feel that there's a lot of philosophy in common, and the lyrics, the part of the music, that generation that we've grown up in the dark side of the moon, mm-hmm. you know, and also to break that mind frontiers, because we don't believe that music have to be caught by the countries or the language, whatever. We believe that music is music. It doesn't matter where it came from. So that concert was the first time we work in the real crossover for the people, that they can see both bands, different language. But at the end, good music. I think that's the most important.
And speaking of good music, let's check out Jaguares' track, Cuando la Sangre Galopa. This is a totally rocking song that came out, I want to say back in 2001, around the time that, yes, Morrissey of the Smiths was opening for Jaguares. Let's check it out. We'll be right back. You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
You know, today in this show, we're going to be spotlighting both new and older material, but I did want to talk about the newest song, at least that I'm aware of, which is La Martiniana, which is part of an album called Be Mexicana, which is for the Mexican bicentennial, 200-year anniversary, which is actually today, right?
I mean, exactly.
So happy birthday, feliz cumpleaños a México.
Thank you very much.
I want to talk about this song. It's probably my favorite song on the album. Can you just talk a little bit, because the listeners that are probably going to be hearing the song today have never heard the original. I'd love to just get a little bit of background how you guys chose to cover this song for the project.
We've always been fans of El Son. Son is a type of music, traditional music, with lots of roots. It's still very popular in many, many states of Mexico. It's not like a mainstream kind of popularity, but it's really, really still alive and it's really rich. It's mainly played in like 3/4, 6/8 time. As I was telling you, there's a lot of great son songs that we are very into that type of music. So we decided to record a son. That's the case of La Martiniana. And it's traditionally made with acoustic instruments, mm-hmm. and we make it a rocker.
Yeah. No, and Saul, your voice is incredible on this song.
Thank you.
The emotion on it, I love it. Like every time, I've been running to this song quite a bit, and every time I hear your voice, I'm like,
it's a beautiful song.
It's a perfect song.
It's beautiful and represent all the our part of our idiosyncrasy. You know, the very Latin drama, but in a beautiful way, in the hope. In the message of hope, the lyrics says that when I die, don't cry. Mm-hmm. Better to sing and still living and live happy and live good. Mm-hmm. And that's also the duality that we have from the pre-Hispanic period. The good and the bad, the night and day, dead and life, you know. And this song, it's a syncretismo. Mm-hmm. About a philosophy of Mexican people and culture. So I found it very, very strong, very deep and beautiful. The melody, the chords, the harmony. It's very nice.
Thank you again for joining us on The Latin Alternative. My guests, Saul Hernandez y Alfonso Andre de Jaguares y Caifanes.
Muchas gracias, Josh.
Si tú me cantas llores, no, no me llores, no. Porque si lloras me muero. En cambio, si tú me cantas, yo siempre vivo y nunca muero. En cambio, si tú me cantas, yo siempre vivo y nunca muero. No te olvide, si quieres que te recuerde, canta sones cismeños, mamá, música que no muere. Si quieres que no te olvide, si quieres que te recuerde, canta sones cismeños, mamá, música que no muere. No me llores, no, no me llores, no. Porque si lloras me muero. En cambio, si tú me cantas, yo siempre vivo y nunca muero. En cambio, si tú me cantas, yo siempre vivo y nunca muero.
It's the Latin Alternative, an hour of Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
It's the Latin Alternative Podcast, exit977.org.
This is the Latin Alternative.
Conoce
That was Argentina's Banda de Turistas with their single Loco Mandas. I absolutely love these guys, and it seems like the critics do too. Banda de Turistas recently received 2 Grammy nominations for their debut album, Magical Radiophonic Heart. With an average age of only 21, I'm pretty sure we'll be hearing a lot more from Banda de Turistas for years to come. And now let's go in an electronic direction and visit Tijuana, Mexico's Nortec Collective. Nortec is a fusion of norteño and techno music, norteño being the traditional music of northern Mexico. These guys are probably the biggest electronic act in Latin America, and the group's 2 key proponents are members Bostich and Fusible. They just released a great new album called Boulevard 2000 on Nacional Records. Let's check out the first single, I Count the Ways. This is really one of my favorite songs of the year. And if you like what you're hearing, please do join us on Facebook. Just search for The Latin Alternative and we'll keep you posted on all the best new music as well as free downloads and concert tickets.
I count the ways to disappear. No one else can trace my tracks around here.
Listening to The Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best of Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
That was Bogota, Colombia's Monareta with their new single La Safor. Monareta are a duo led by Andres Martinez and Camilo Sanabria. Their first album was recorded when the group was living in New York City and featured songs that landed in shows like ABC's Ugly Betty and the movie Pride and Glory. They're back with a just-released sophomore album called Fried Speakers. Josh Norick for the Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT Amsterdam, a listener-supported service of WMHT Educational Telecommunications.
It's the Latin Alternative Podcast, exit97.7.org.